Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I will say this, that one of my projects for this weekend, you and I talked about it yesterday, Seth, will be watching Quarterback on Netflix. Last night would have been a good night to start it with no Astros game, but I did not. I say that because this actually gets me interested in watching it. Quarterback, the Netflix documentary that tracks the 2024 season for Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, and Kirk Cousins. A texter says that the quarterback documentary, the Jared Goff part, went over the Texans game when they played them in Week 10 and mentioned that Kalen Bullock had a tendency and they knew a big play would work on him.
Ooh!
And I think they did hit a big play on him in that game, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember.
Sorry, and which game was that?
The Lions game. They were following. That documentary was following Jared Goff, and I guess they focused in at one point on the Texans game in the documentary. Yeah.
And that's where I think that, boy, the time of the season for that is really interesting, just because there were a lot of times this year where Kalen Bullock made some rookie mistakes, or even if they weren't mistakes, it was just doesn't have that level of anticipation yet that veteran safeties have when they can see the whole picture in front of them. And he got a lot better at it as the year went along. That's going to be one of the Texans defense, really one of their only fatal flaws last year were some of the big plays allowed in the passing game and in the run game. Big plays in general, yeah, but especially deep touchdowns. And that's what's going to happen when you've got a rookie free safety at times.
Yeah.
So he made a lot of improvement during the season. I'm guessing that he's going to build on that. You never know for sure, but that could be that's a huge improvement when you take what that defense was able to do in terms of making big plays. If they can just get rid of some of the stuff on the 5% of the time, they'd have these flubs in the back end that would undo a lot of the great work. And the Lions game is a great example of that. That, man, boy, they turned Jared Goff turned the ball over 5 times in that game.
They still lost.
They still won. And yeah, the offense didn't help the defense out in the second half, but some of those mental error type things, yeah, if the defense can just iron those things out, they could be an all-time defense.
Yeah.
It's that close, and it's just some of those big chunk plays in the Titans game, in some of those games, that's you swing that over to the other side, and it's incredible how good they
could be. It is a potential Super Bowl defense. There's no question about that. I agree with you. The Rangers are coming to town, so we'll get to the storylines here in just a second. Ken Rosenthal, The Athletic, had an article that had some tidbits from around the league, including a couple Cam Smith tidbits. If you're looking to feel good about the Kyle Tucker trade, there's been a lot of reason to of late. Isak Paredes making the All-Star team earlier this week, yeah, was validation of that element of the trade. Cam Smith, as we've said since the trade was consummated, Seth, and since you and I were there for his spring training debut where he hit 2 home runs in his debut,
yeah.
We've been saying that Isak Paredes could wash out, you know, like, and I'm hypothetically, I'm saying, I don't think he will, but Isak Paredes could turn into a donkey. And if Cam Smith turns into an all-star, you win that Kyle Tucker trade going away. He's 22 years old with 6 years of team control coming up. And it would appear, according to these tidbits that you unearthed in this Ken Rosenthal article, that he's got good baseball character on top of it as well.
Yeah, and it wasn't and it was an article specifically about Cam Smith. Okay. So it was easy to unearth the tidbits.
Yeah.
But the big one for me that's really, regardless of anything that Cam Smith does at the plate, one of the reasons I was frustrated with Kyle Tucker over the last couple seasons was that he had regressed defensively. And a lot of times, it just looked like Kyle Tucker was a little bit lazy in right field. He had been incredible earlier in his career, and then these last few years, he hasn't been the same guy defensively. This is a guy, Cam Smith had a total of 3 starts in the outfield, and it was in summer league back in college or wherever it was, playing left field. Very, very little experience in the outfield. Among AL right fielders, Smith entered Tuesday tied with Aaron Judge for 3rd in outs above average, within striking distance of the co-leaders.
I got to hear, Willier Abreu on the Red Sox and Lawrence Butler of the A's. Yep.
Thank you. Yep. I had excised that for some reason. He's 3rd in defensive runs saved behind Adolis Garcia and Abreu. His sprint speed among right fielders was 2nd only to Corbin Carroll. He has come along at warp speed in terms of his development as a right fielder.
And I'm glad you got all this in here, because I will tell you how I was feeling about Cam Smith in right field early in the season. In the season with him at right field, I'm like, he's really good. But I don't want to be over the top in the praise, because I'm like, he's really good. I think he's really good, but I don't look at myself as some sort of defensive nerd baseball expert. I'm like, I think this kid, looking at his range, looking at the catches he's making, I think he's going to wind up having a pretty good arm as well when the whole thing's all said and done. I'm like, I think he's really good. Everybody else around here is going, yeah, he's doing good. I wanted to be so over the top about him early on, and I love that now we're at a part in the season. We're in July now. We're 3 months in. Like, he's good. Like, he is he is going to be an everyday, unless they need him at third base someday, he is going to be a really good everyday right fielder in Major League Baseball.
Well, and in terms of the way he's wired, remember back in the day when A.J. Hinch gave us that little tidbit about how he'd had to have some conversations with Kyle Tucker about playing with the same level of intensity and just being kind of in the Astros mold?
Yes.
That Kyle Tucker just didn't quite belong when it came to the sense of urgency of other guys on the team. That was something he had to learn and mature into. It may have regressed out of. But there's this story by Omar Lopez, the bench coach in there, who's talking about how he gets on the treadmill at 5:30 a.m. every day at spring training. And usually he's in there by himself. And then all of a sudden, like every day, there's this somebody walking in at 5:45 a.m. It's Cam Smith. And and he's continued that level of work ethic, shows up at the ballpark 7 hours before the game every day. And just it felt a little bit like an Ohtani story or something.
Yeah.
If I find out that Cam Smith has a studio apartment in that apartment building right next door to Daikin Park, I'll be over the moon. You remember all these stories about Shohei Ohtani? You're like, just lives a very simple existence.
Yeah.
Doesn't just stays in his apartment and works at baseball and all this. Yes.
So both that feels like Cam Smith. That's what I was gonna. Okay, it sounds like both things. And I was about to ask you, what would get you more excited about the studio apartment next to the stadium? That he's walking distance from work, or that he's being very frugal with his bonus money?
A combination of the
both,
two.
Both, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and that he doesn't have to worry about an interpreter somehow stealing a bunch of his money. He speaks English perfectly well for somebody who's from Florida. So he's...
Nice shot at Florida right there. That was good. That was strong.
You got to remember, he's from Florida.
Yeah.
He's not like a lot of these other guys where the assimilation into actual society is pretty easy.
Yeah.
You come from the Dominican Republic or Venezuela or something, like, okay, yeah, there's a challenge, but whatever. You come from Florida to anywhere else in the contiguous United States, and it's an adjustment.
Big adjustment, man. Big adjustment. Yeah. I don't care that it's West Palm Beach. Big adjustment.
Yeah. We don't have meth in vending machines around here the way they do in Florida.
That meth vending machine. That's right. That's right. So, you know, we were doing report cards in a segment ago with the Texans in the offseason. I mean, the Kyle Tucker trade Kyle Tucker trades an A right now, right? For the Astros?
It is an A, but it is also, though, too. You're not gonna find a lot of people saying that the Cubs or the Astros need to win this trade or they won this trade just because it is what it is. The Cubs were making a big move trying to win a World Series this year.
I think both teams would do it again. I think both.
Yeah, right now that's what
right
we're
now.
Saying.
Yeah, yeah, right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, if the Cubs like somehow fall off and lose in the wild card round or something, then it's going to be a D for the Cubs and
absolutely,
an A plus,
no.
plus for the Astros.
Yeah, subject to change for sure. But I think as
I don't
of right
and
now,
honestly, both teams would do it again, and yet still there is a part of me of like I don't know how many teams would have sacrificed if Cam Smith, if the Cubs knew that Cam Smith was capable of this immediately. Would they have traded away 6 years of control of a guy like that for anybody?
Well, knowing that he could play right field, you know, did they even know? Like the Astros are, you know, the Astros are willing to think outside the box when it comes to this. You know, the Cubs. I'm guessing the Cubs drafted him to be their third baseman of the future. Did they draft him with any inkling that he could be their starting right fielder? Right now, he's not having as good a year as Kyle Tucker. Nobody's saying that, but. Yeah. But like you're right, the sacrifice of sending away a 22-year-old player like that when he could have just you slot him in. My guess is that if they didn't have Kyle Tucker and they had Cam Smith having the year he's having in right field, I'd have to go look at the standings. But the Cubs would still be a pretty damn good baseball team right now.
And all the reports out when people were talking about the Astros' potential trades, etc., they were. The Cubs with Kyle Tucker, yeah. I remember when the Cubs first entered the scene and there was more about because nobody was really talking about it in Houston. But I had seen somebody mention it that Cam, you know, that the Cubs were a possibility. But the big barrier was that they really, really liked Cam Smith and they didn't want to let go of Cam Smith. So nothing titillated me about it initially because I didn't think it was going to be a possibility because the Astros would have wanted Cam Smith and the Cubs wouldn't give him up. And then lo and behold, they did. So it's not like they weren't, you know, excited about Cam Smith up there.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, right. No, I mean, first round pick, you always get excited about guys like that. Cam Smith, 2.3 wins above replacement on Baseball Reference. Kyle Tucker, 4.0 wins above replacement.
Okay, so Kyle Tucker on the season, last time I checked, he was in the low 900s in the OPS, yeah. And he's been playing pretty much that way the whole year.
Very consistent.
I mean, he started off on an incredible tear.
Yeah.
But, like he's been pretty consistent. It's not like he's had a couple great months and one bad month. Over the last 28 days, Cam Smith's got a 944 OPS.
Yeah, he's been great.
So small sample size and whatnot, but the progression has been pretty damn steady. He's had some droughts along the way, but in the last 28 days, for what it's worth, he's been playing at Kyle Tucker level offensively, and he's been a much better right fielder. He's been a much better defender than Kyle Tucker. So if he extends this on through the end of the season, it's a slam dunk. I don't care what the Cubs say about what they were trying to do. If he plays at the caliber of Kyle Tucker, who, by the way, isn't all that great in the playoffs,
yep.
Then you really screwed up in trading away Cam Smith.
Yes, yes. And that's the development for me, like he looked there were times early in the season where it's like, oh man, that video that they did in the clubhouse where they made a big deal out of him making the ball club. The 2 weeks into the season, I'm like, man, they're going to look like idiots doing this because they're going to have to send this kid down to Sugarland because he looks overwhelmed. I mean, he was striking out all the time early in the season. And he still strikes out a fair amount, but not nearly to the extent he was earlier in the season. And when he's not striking out now, he's making hard contact. He's hitting with power. He's going to be a 30 home run guy. Just look at him. Look at his frame. He's going to get bigger. He has developed, Seth, at a pace of somebody who goes into the gym every day at 5:45 in the morning. You know what I mean?
Like right. A level of consistency.
He's developed very quickly. If you were to ask me what the work habits are for a guy who has developed as rapidly as he has, I would say he's in the batting cage every day trying to work on his eye. He's in the gym. This kid has a routine. He's got a routine, and it starts early and it ends late, and that's what this Rosenthal article says.
I think if there's one thing that they've done a really good job of with younger athletes these days, it's almost like they teach them the value of compound interest. That it's that don't worry about trying to make these vast improvements in big chunks or whatever. Every workout doesn't have to look like a Nike commercial, etc. It's how quickly can you get them on a consistent schedule. to where they understand when they're looking. And this is what D'Amico talks about. You just look at the veterans around you, the guys that are that have a consistent schedule and a routine, and you just make that 0.1% improvement every day. And it's hard. You guys, anybody out there that, you know, has kids, you know, it's hard for young men to necessarily latch on to
yes.
the value of just everyday work. And he seemingly, from all reports, has that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's I mean, as of right now, Kyle Tucker's got a 899 OPS
yeah.
on the season. Cam Smith is over the last month is at a 944 OPS.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got a half a season to play. There's going to be hiccups along the way, but it looks really, really good.
If these two teams got together, you know, today, the two GMs get together, and the purpose of the conversation is, hey, let's just flip back and we'll give you back Tucker and you give us back our guys. If that were the topic, I don't think either team would do it. Like, we have a texter, we have a few texters saying Cubs wouldn't make this trade again. I think if you were to ask them, like, today, right now, you could do, you know, you could do, like, you know, they say 1, 2, 3, no give backs. If you could do a give back here, and the yeah. Cubs would say, all right, give us Cam Smith and Isak Paredes, and I guess Wisniewski with his Tommy John, and we'll give you back Kyle Tucker. I think if one of the two teams were to flinch and say, okay, we'll reverse the trade, it would be the Cubs. I think they would say, yeah, give us back Paredes and Cam Smith. Here, you can have Tucker, and you guys deal with the contract issue at the end of the year, not us dealing with the contract issue at the end of the year. That said, I don't think either team would flinch. I think if a team were to flinch, it would be the Cubs. They would say, yeah, let's reverse the trade. But I don't think either team would. The Cubs are two games up in the NL Central right now. Like, I don't like they, it may work out to where Kyle Tucker's not there long term. And to your point, Seth, if they don't win a World Series or whatever the bar is they feel like they need to clear in the postseason for them to justify 1 year yeah. of Kyle Tucker for all this, if they don't attain that, then that's a different conversation for a different time. I think on July 11th, both teams would say, we're going to stick with what we did in this trade. We're going to stand.
Yeah. Right now. Yes.
Right now.
Yeah.
This today.
Yeah. So somewhat, I didn't want to cherry pick completely, but I'll cherry pick a little bit, but I'll go back to May 1st. Since May 1st, game 24 for Cam Smith.
Yeah.
So he's had some time to get acclimated to the major leagues.
Yep.
Since he's hitting .313 with an .816 OPS.
Yeah, he's a solid, more than solid
I mean,
right
it's,
fielder. In the
Yeah, and been playing really, really well in the outfield.
Yeah.
I didn't really have it in me to hope for this performance out of him so far. And
yeah.
and we're halfway into the season.
When he
I've got my fingers crossed and I'm knocking on wood and all that, but man.
When he was struggling early in the year, I think I said at one point I'd sign up for a 700 plus OPS in his rookie year.
Right.
We knew he was going to get at-bats. Like look, they're going to play him. They're not going to send him to Sugarland. They're going to play him. They're going to take their lumps. They're going to try to win a division while developing a right fielder, kind of the opposite of what the Rockets are saying they're doing right now. The Rockets are like, we ain't developing young guys anymore. We're going for it. The Astros, if you were to, you know, give them truth serum, would say, yeah, we're trying to, with Cam Smith specifically, we're trying to win. We're trying to win a World Series. We are. But at the same time, we've got this right fielder that is a phenom that we're trying to develop, and we'll take some lumps here. They're not having to really take lumps with him anymore. He's especially as the lineup is constructed right now with no Yordan Alvarez, no Jeremy Pena, now no Jake Myers, probably missing one or two more. Well, Christian Walker's back from maternity leave. Cam Smith is one of their two or three with this lineup. I mean, this everyday lineup that they've got trotting out there right now, well, Cam Smith's one of their, I mean, you don't get past three guys before you say who are your best players, not pitchers, everyday
yeah.
players on this team. It's Altuve, it's Cam Smith. If Yiner could ever develop any consistency here, Christian Walker, I'll throw in there as well, develop any consistency. I mean, and Isak Paredes, obviously. I would say it's Paredes, Altuve, and Cam Smith as the lineup is right now. Those are your three best players right now. He's one of your three best guys in a divisional race in July right now because of, one, he's been very, very good, and two, the injury gods have just zapped you all season long.
It's so weird. It feels... It almost feels like a 2015 type of vibe with the Astros right now, except that, you know, without all of the depression that came before 2015.
Yeah.
And when you had I mean, just, and you know, when Carlos Correa and George Springer and everybody else were starting to come along, there the pipeline was just jam packed at that point. That's the big difference between now and 2015 was that you don't have that same pipeline.
No,
but you also have some veterans on the team that you didn't have in 2015, obviously.
Yep.
And all I ask you to do is to stop getting swept by teams like the Guardians.
Yeah,
that's all I ask.
Starts tonight. Yeah. These guys are 9.5 games behind you. Bury them.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To me, like the three biggest storylines for the series this weekend, Seth, shift gears a little bit, talking about this Rangers series. One is Bryce Matthews' debut. I'm very anxious to see where he's playing, where he is in the lineup, just exactly how Dana Brown and Joe Espada view him, or view how much you can put on his plate, right? To, you know, I would anticipate he's going to be at the back end of the lineup because I don't think they're going to want to overwhelm him in his major league debut and put him near the top of the lineup. If they were to do that, I think it would, A, say a lot about what they think about him, and B, I think it would just be a cool go-for-it kind of move. Like, hey, man, we had no intentions of bringing this guy up this year. We wanted him to develop one more year. But as long as he's here, let's see what he can handle. So I'm excited for Bryce Matthews' debut tonight. Make get on base, man. Wreak a little havoc on the base paths. He's got 25 stolen bases this
year. All the potential is there. Yes. Everything looks great. It's just the strikeouts the difference, the home and away splits that he has right now, where you see the promise, but he's much, much, much better on the road in the Pacific Coast League, where there's a lot of hitter-friendly parks. But yeah, he's stolen 25 bases so far in just 73 games. He's got speed. He walks a lot. He strikes out a lot, but he also walks a lot. So if... You know, the potential is obvious.
Yes.
There's nobody has looked at Bryce Matthews and thought like, oh, I don't know if that was a good pick or not. It's just a matter of he's not as far along as a guy like Cam Smith was when he came in. But it's all right there. And there's some guys are just, they take that jump above and beyond what they did in the minors when they get in the bright lights. And then the other part of it too is, you know, when you get into one of the differences between the minors and the majors is that you have such a more cemented game plan going into games. The scouting report, the pitchers you're gonna see, all of that you can do. They've got a lot of resources in the minors, but you've got more of you've got more of a solid plan, and you've got more predictable expectations about who you're gonna see and how the team's gonna play, that he might really thrive in that environment.
Well, and I would guess for him specifically too, there's a plan. You know, there's some of these guys they're calling up. It's like, you know, they're going to, you know, they're calling up Kennedy Corona. They don't have some sort of 4-week layout for what it's going to look like for him. With Bryce Matthews, I don't think they're just shooting from the hip with him. I think they, especially knowing what the injuries are right now, they've got a pretty good idea as to how they're going to deploy him during his time with the big club.
Well, it's the one thing, just to make a loose analogy, in football, I was always impressed with, or intrigued by, the guys that, there's guys, especially with rookies, that don't necessarily look all that great in the preseason. And in the preseason in football, you're not doing a whole lot of game planning, you're not doing a whole lot of film study ahead of time, all of those other things. But the guys that are kind of advanced for their age and maturity, when they get into the regular season and all of a sudden you're specifically preparing for one opponent for a whole week and you've got more of a plan and all of that, they really take off.
Oh, they thrive.
The structure is good for them. And then some of the guys who shined in the preseason, when they don't have to use their brains at all, they falter in the regular season.
Yeah.
So there is an element to, even though the difficulty level is higher, there's some guys that just get to that more professional environment and they thrive in it. So that's a huge wild card, and you might see that out of Bryce Matthews.
Yeah, man, that's really good. That is good stuff. Number two. So number one storyline this weekend, Bryce Matthews. Number two, this is about as good a card of pitching matchups in terms of quality and intrigue that we've had all season long that I can remember. First, rare is the series where we get both Framber Valdez and Hunter Brown pitching back-to-back with each other. You know, the way the schedule's laid out, those two have always seemed to fall in different series than the other guy. But they got the All-Star break coming up here. Hunter's not going to pitch in the All-Star game. He's already been replaced on the All-Star roster. I don't know if he's traveling to Atlanta or not. I know Jeremy Pena is. He's not going to play, but he's going to go to the game. I would think just being introduced to the crowd as an All-Star for the first time is a really cool thing. But these pitching matchups, I mean, even statistically, it's not a great matchup, Seth, tonight. You know, you got the two pitchers have a 5.82 ERA and a 4.32 ERA. But it's Lance McCullers versus Jack Leiter. That's a fun undercard, I'll call it, on Friday, you know?
Yeah, and Lance McCullers right now is just such a huge wild card as to which version of him you're going to see.
Yeah.
Is he's still on this journey of discovery. He's on a quest to find out and discover who exactly he is right now as a pitcher with and what his pitch selection needs to be. I'm excited, but also very, very nervous about it.
And I think Lance is going to be jacked up for this. It's the Rangers, you know. I think the energy is going to be high. We'll see. I mean, Lance has been inconsistent, so hopefully it looks a lot more like that stretch where he was striking out 9 and 12 guys in back to back games earlier this year.
It's always for me. It's always hard when people get so frustrated with Lance and make it personal, almost like somehow Lance is responsible for his own injuries or something, because Lance might be, in terms of Houston athletes, the guy who most embodies everything that you as a fan would really like your players to be like emotionally. Like, Lance got an H-Town tattoo when he was a young man. Like, he is all about the team. He's got that fire in him. He genuinely hates his opponent, it feels like, at times. Like, all those things are exactly like how we wish our athletes would be. He's just got this one minor detail of getting injured all the time for long stretches of time.
He misses full seasons. Yeah.
But I do. Everybody, you know, the difference between professional athletes and the fans a lot of times is the grudge that they have against divisional opponents or whomever else. Like, the athletes come from all over the damn hemisphere and the other hemisphere, and they're temporary residents in their city, and they don't have that same level of animosity towards the opponent necessarily. Yeah. Lance has that animosity in him.
Yeah,
it's in him.
He does.
He every team you hate, Lance hates
yes,
too.
Yes, love Lance McCullers.
He takes it personal, and I love that.
I do too. The other two matchups are, as they would say back in the day, as Gorilla Monsoon would say, this is a main event anywhere in the country, Mean Gene. Framber Valdez and Jacob deGrom, a should-be all-star versus an actual all-star, and then Hunter Brown versus Nathan Eovaldi on Sunday. I mean, these are two heavyweight pitching matchups. Framber versus deGrom on Saturday and Hunter versus Eovaldi on Sunday. These are excellent, excellent pitching matchups. And I would, as a sub-storyline to this one, Seth, of all these guys, I would say the one that I have my eyes on the most is Hunter Brown. Was not great in his win in Colorado. I think he won his game in Colorado. Some of it was attributed to the altitude. The break on his curveball wasn't great. But he had one of his worst outings of the last 14 months. Earlier this week against the Guardians, gave up 6 earned runs and was giving up a lot of hard contact. I mean, home runs, line drives. I would feel much better going into the All-Star break if Hunter Brown gave us one of his classic 7 innings, 1 run, 10 strikeouts, that kind of thing.
And then the big question is, Hunter Brown alluded to it in the postgame that he, you know, there's a chance that they had some tips on him, or that he had some tips, and that he was going to get in and try to figure it out and see if they could iron that out. I think that the Guardians especially, man, it seemed like the Guardians staff worked their butts off to try to figure some things out about the Astros pitchers.
Yes.
I mean, there were just times where it just felt like they knew it was coming, and they probably just, you're on a 10-game losing streak. You send your nerds to the lab with 18 cans of Red Bull and figure it out.
Because they did.
And in that first game, I mean, they were bunting early in the game. They were doing everything they could to just try to get off the schneid.
Yep.
So if they had figured out a tip for Hunter Brown, then ultimately, maybe that ends up being a good thing.
Yep. And number 3 storyline, this is a simple one. You get a chance to bury the Rangers. You're 9.5 games up on them. You can walk out Sunday. You can go into the All-Star break with the hated Rangers 12.5 games back. Make it happen, man. Just make it happen. I was really looking forward, Seth, after the Jake Myers re-injury on Wednesday. I was really looking forward to Chandler Rome writing about this, because Chandler has appropriately had such scorn for the Astros' return to play policies, just little jabs at them.
And then the Astros, the way they communicate things has really agitated him.
Yeah.
And I get it. I mean, I get it, especially for Chandler. You know, Chandler works his butt off. You can tell. Like, he really puts his time into it. And he's probably got – I don't think he likes probably fielding hundreds of questions from readers that he simply can't give an answer to because the Astros are so opaque about the way they release information about injuries.
Well, and Chandler's quick to point out, too, that Joe Espada and Dana Brown are being put in a similar situation to Chandler. You know, Chandler's asking these guys, and these guys either know or are not allowed to say certain things. Like, Joe Espada and Dana Brown are put out over their skis a lot with a lot of these medical questions. And Chandler also points out, comes with the territory. This is why you get paid a lot of money as a GM and a manager, is you do get asked about injured guys. It's up to you to give the answers that are going to convey it the way the team wants to, or the way you want to, or provide clarity, whatever the goal is. I thought this line tickled me. This was in response to Joe Espada. Let's play the clip here. Joe Espada being asked if any imaging had been done. This is after the game on Wednesday. Again, Jake Myers leaves the game before the game even starts, re-injuring his calf. Joe Espada asked, did you guys do any imaging before sending him back out there?
No. we didn't think that he needed it. We just did some ultrasound, which it shows how the muscle and stuff is in there, and you know, it's just some tightness in there, and you know, trying to get him healthy, trying to get him back on the field.
I thought the same thing Chandler did when he said, "Yeah, it just shows, you know, the muscle and stuff." Anytime the two words "and stuff" show up in a medical diagnosis,
imagine if a doctor
and stuff. If you have a doctor that ever says the words "and stuff" to you, get the hell out of there, Chandler. Chandler,
your doctor. I looked at it; it looked so squishy in there. And I was like, "What's all this stuff?"
And stuff. It looks squishy and stuff. Chandler, this line just tickled me in Chandler's article. Did some ultrasounds, which shows how the muscle and stuff is in there, said Espada, who received a Doctor of Humane Letters from his alma mater, the University of Mobile, last May, but otherwise has little known medical background.
How's the muscle and stuff?
I was laughing. I was by myself in my living room laughing at that line. That was hysterical. That was funny as hell.
What is the most humane letter?
I don't even know what that is. What is
it? That sounds like an honorary doctorate.
Yeah.
That you get from that's where he got his undergrad degree, so he's probably honored with
S.
That's just gentle and humane.
S is a soft letter. It's
I don't know. S doesn't sound humane at all.
Sounds like a hissing.
That sounds like the air coming out of a, I don't know. Just a soft G. The hard G, no. That goes with gash and gore and all that.
Blunt force trauma.
Gentle.
Yeah.
You know, generous.
otherwise, he has little known medical background. I was like picturing Espada with like some sort of like doc in a box off to the side as a side hustle that he's got in the off season. What do you do in the off season, Joe? I know managers don't make as much as they used to. Oh, I handle a kiosk at an HEB where people come in for shots and things like that.
Dr. Espada. What did the biopsy show? You got some lumps and stuff in there, and you know, I don't know. It's just kind of, it's there. It's
How's the muscle and stuff?
Doc, what is this? What is this medication that you're going to give me? Do it's going to calm your heart rate down and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
It's going to make things better.
Yeah. Yeah. Chandler disgustedly listing the teams that actually make trainers available is my also my favorite thing. I think he's done this multiple times. He's like, the Astros don't make their medical staff available, and they cite the collective bargaining agreement in doing so. Yet somehow teams like Minnesota, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and the Athletics and more find a loophole to get their trainers out there to talk about the
whenever medical. They cite the CBA or the other one, the medical privacy one that people always misuse. What's that one?
HIPAA.
Yeah. HIPAA, yeah, they always mention it. HIPAA does not apply to most sports situations.
No.
So whenever somebody brings up HIPAA as a reason for their non-disclosure, it's usually BS. So that's the part. I'm kind of torn on that. I don't feel like I need to. I don't need a team to make its trainers and doctors available on a regular schedule or anything, but. Perhaps something, a statement every now and then explaining this situation. And then also where I get frustrated, including with the Texans with this, don't give me optimism when you shouldn't have optimism.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a part where it feels like you have the rug pulled out from you.
Yep.
Don't tell me a guy is feeling great and then 3 days later he's having Tommy John surgery.
I am with you on the regular availability of trainers. I do feel like they're at a crisis point right now where they might need to do – like the fans are – this Jake Myers thing pushed it over the top. The guy gets re-injured, coming back too quick, running out to take his position in center field. And I'm not even saying that's necessarily – I'm not saying any of these individually are necessarily the medical staff's fault. I've just never seen anything like this before. And the natives are getting restless, and people spend a lot of money to watch this baseball team.
Dr. Espada, have you ever seen anything like this before? No, I haven't. Really? And he's like, well, yeah, but I mean, I've never actually looked at one before. So, yeah, so I've never seen anything like
nothing
it.
Nothing like it, yeah. Nothing like it. Well, here's the other thing, too, Seth, that's super confusing to me, is that, like, the answer to that question, did you do any imaging on Jake Myers' calf? No, we did an ultrasound, and that shows the muscle and stuff. They didn't do any imaging on Pena's rib until they found out it was broken. You know, like Jordan's arm, they send him to a hand specialist after the second setback with all this stuff. Like you're a billion dollar operation. why are you not just doing MRIs on any of this stuff that pops up? They're acting like someone who has no medical coverage and they don't want to pay full boat on an MRI or something. Like,
right, yeah. Look, send them to South America. You can do some medical tourism or something, okay?
Yes.
If you're worried about the money, just go ahead and set up something overseas.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry that you guys are strapped for cash right now,
right.
But this is kind of a big deal.
Yes.
It's an MRI.
It is.
Do it.
Just do it, and you'll find out. And this will prevent a lot of the mystery that pops up with this.
I'll tell you what, the worst... I can't tell you right now. Later in the show, I'll tell you the worst medical experience I had in the NFL.
Okay, that's
a tease.
The one
that freaked me out the most,
okay.
Where I was like, this is not being handled properly.
Okay, so keep that top of... I'm writing it down right now.
You're going to have to remind me.
Yeah,
of it.
No,
I'm going to forget this 37 seconds.
We'll hit it in the next segment for sure. Seth, medical story. I'm writing it down right now. We'll do that in the next segment. Also, could Nico Collins lead the league in receiving yards this year? And if he does, what's the payout? This is where Nico Collins is being viewed right now by odds makers out there. And it is, wow. We will tell you coming up next. Also, in light of the floods that have affected so many lives in the Hill Country, man, our hearts just go out to everybody from Kerr County and that part of the country and people who are vacationing up there and all that. We're doing what we can to support with so many wonderful organizations setting up donation drives. The best way that we can help is to get you in touch with those people, provide you the information where those outlets are providing those avenues for you to help our Texas neighbors. And it's really easy. Just text FLOOD, FLOOD, to 20357, and it's going to immediately send you a website with a list of all the ways that you can help in the flood relief efforts for Kerr County. It can be a little overwhelming, like, how do I help? I want to find a place. I've got money. I've got time. Whatever it is, I want to go help. We've compiled that for you. So just text FLOOD to 20357, and you will be good to go on that. Nico Collins talk and Seth medical story. That's coming up next.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Texters are so funny, man. I love our good texters. So then Jordan's hand, the bones were broken and stuff. That's what they were. Dr. Espada said the bones were broken and stuff. And
so, Dr. Espada was like, what happened, Dr. Espada? He broke his hand bone. Which hand bone? There's more than one?
Yes, there's actually more than one hand. It's yeah. This, and this is a funny a text, too. Dr. Espada, he's going to be all right. Fans, oh, thank goodness. Dr. Espada, well, you're handling this better than I imagined. Well, you said he's going to be all right. Yeah, he lost his left hand, so he's all right.
that's an Arrested Development bit. Yes. That's actually the audio that I was going to play for you in the next segment. I grabbed it during the break.
Oh,
there's a really funny bit about a doctor who's basically like an Astros doctor in there.
We'll still play it.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's much better. They deliver it better than you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. someone said, it's true. Someone said that Joe Espada's side gig as a doctor kiosk is like Lucy's stand on Peanuts where she charges a nickel for advice.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Joe Espada could set up a stand where he just makes you feel good about yourself. He's a very positive person, Joe Espada.
Mm-hmm.
I would do
and
that.
Everybody always feels good.
Yeah.
You know, it was Christian Javier. He's feeling good.
I do think
it was announced that he's having Tommy John.
Yeah. He's not always right, but he makes you feel good. No, but Joe Espada's, the videos they've done from the clubhouse of him announcing each of the All-Stars for the Astros.
Yeah.
Those have been good. He's good in that setting. Delivering good news, he's excellent at. Joe Espada. He's really good.
I'm so pissed at that texter for texting that in before I could send you the audio. I'm really PO'd about that, honestly.
Sorry about that. It's a long read, too. I should have just let it be.
Block that guy.
Yeah. Stop being so loyal. What was your medical story? I'm more intrigued by that than Nico Collins' odds on the receiving board right now.
Okay. So, as you know, I had many surgeries as I was a player. And
how many? What's the total? Have you ever counted?
I counted it the other day. I wanted to say, I always said 15, and I think it was actually 21 or 22.
Wow. Okay.
It's all a blur. Yep. So after this one surgery, this is why I always say sometimes the athlete himself is his own worst enemy, because sometimes the guys that work really hard and are really aggressive in the rehab, they do more harm than good. So, like, for me, and I was that guy. I was way too aggressive early on. Doctors would be telling me, like, hey, lay off, Seth. Don't do too much. Don't do this. So I had a knee surgery, and one of the things after a lot of knee surgeries is they want to get your range of motion back, and you'll be on this little machine that bends your knee for you, and you're supposed to do it a few times a day. And, like, they might have it set at 30 degrees of flexion, but the goal is to get up to, like, 120 degrees or whatever it is.
Does it hurt?
What's that?
Does it hurt?
Oh, yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah.
Well, it does. In the initial stages, it shouldn't. It should be gentle movement.
Okay.
But I'm laying there in my hospital bed with nothing to do, and, you know, pre-smartphones and what have you, and I'm like, wow, I'm going to be at 90 by the third day post-op. So I'm just cranking the thing up and just letting it just, like, I'm just grimacing through the pain and everything. So I wake up at 2 in the morning. And I look down, and my bandages are just soaked in blood.
Oh,
soaked
dude.
In blood.
Oh.
So my fault.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just being an idiot early in the process. Yeah. So I hit the nurse button, and, you know, 78 minutes later, she shows up. And you know how it is, guys. You know, it's the same with the damn morphine button. So you hit the nurse's button. She shows up eventually. And I am open to everything when it comes to overcoming a disease, coming back from an injury, whatever it might be. I'll talk to your shaman. I'll bring it. Yeah, bring in whatever incense you need to burn. But I don't abandon Western medicine while doing so. I am open to everything and anything, but I'm not going to abandon the Western medicine at the same time. This nurse comes in at 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning. She sees that my bandage is just completely soaked in blood. And she's like, oh, and she had a really nice way about her. Very gentle soul. She's like, I'm going to, if you don't mind, if you're open to it, I just want to massage the energy field around your knee. And she started just kind of waving her hands over the knee. And in my mind, I'm thinking, like, all right, that's cool. I'm open to it. I mean, like, should we maybe call a doctor too? And she's like, let's just give this a chance. Let's give this a chance. And I'm like, I mean, and I'm trying not to be a bad patient. I'm just like, okay. She leaves the room and it is it 2 or 3 a.m.? I call the Texans doctor on his personal cell phone, you know? And I'm like, hey, man, my bandage is soaked in blood right here. And they got somebody on it. And I saw an actual doctor in a minute. But that was... That's what I feel.
So hold on. If I'm hearing,
I feel like the Astros have maybe. Do we know for sure that they haven't just abandoned Western medicine?
We need names of who's handling this stuff. Yes,
do they have somebody like shaking maracas over the injuries or something? I think I got to dig into it because I think that this might be one of those nurses that you find out has been killing her patients for years.
Yes,
you know, like mercy killings and everything. So I'm going to do some research after the show, so see how close I came to death.
If I'm hearing you correctly, you dialed for a nurse, took her 78 minutes or give or take to get there.
Oh, yeah, that's an exaggeration.
Yes, of course, yeah. But when she got there, she her whole remedy was to just wave her hands over the bloody gauze and then leave.
Yeah, and she was doing some kind of incantation, like mumbling or something. And I was like I said, I'm open to it, man. I'm not going to act like I understand and know this universe and how it operates. I'm open to it. I'd also like to stop this bleeding.
That feels like how at least 60% of the porn scenes involving a nurse begin. I'm just going to say.
I should have explored that avenue.
When you started describing it, I'm like, oh, I kind of like where this is going here.
I do feel a little bit more relaxed, but I'm still kind of tense.
Well, where are you tense?
Right around where that tent is. Yeah. I'm tense in the tent right there.
T-E-N-T-S, tense. Yes.
So, let's get past tense. So the... that's what it feels like with the Astros. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they might have, we got to dig into this and find out exactly what their strategy is for coming back from horrific injuries.
A lot of potions and mysticism and things like that. It feels like right now. Yeah.
Which I'm cool and I'm open to it, but hey, throw in an MRI while you're at it. All right.
Yes.
You know, I'm just like, hey,
100%
let's explore all the avenues.
100% right. The Astros text message. We'll get to Nico Collins in the next segment. The Astros bought their MRI machine from IKEA and nobody wants to use it because nobody wants to put it together.
Jim Crane is just flipping out. It's like Jim Crane is like the father trying to put the bike together on Christmas Eve, just flipping out at 1 a.m. like, what is this damn Mitsubishi MRI machine? What the hell?
It's got like three of those wrenches that only work on the bolts that come with that product included in it. Like, All right.
I like it when the instruction manuals for how to assemble are almost like they're constructed almost like the plot line of a movie with a lot of flashbacks. Yeah. You get to step 8 and it's like before you complete this step, you should have done this on step 3. And you're like, you son of a.
Oh my God. Yeah. And those instructions are in such small fonts now. It's like tiny little fonts.
Honestly, listen. One of the best mindfulness things I've ever done was learning how to be patient in assembling things on my own. Like, I feel like it flows over into other aspects of your life. I'd gotten like near stroke at least 3 times trying to put together various things. So finally I said, all right, I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to take my time with this. I'm not going to try to do it in a set amount of time or anything. And I'm just going to enjoy each process. Yeah. And ever since then, I've actually enjoyed putting things together.
You're a better man than I am. I couldn't do it. All right, Nico Collins, could he lead the league in receiving yards this year? And if you think he can, how much can you win in doing so? I've got a few reasons why I think this could happen. We'll do that coming up. Next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.